Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital is looking for a pediatrician who might also be interested in learning how to treat victims of child abuse and neglect. WAER Scott Willis reports it's the first ever fellowship in child abuse pediatrics at Upstate and only the second in New York.
Director of the fellowship program, Dr. Ann Botash, says it makes sense to have at least one fellow in the field here in Syracuse.
We do have the right number of everybody, and we do have the population. I just think that it's perfect for training someone. It's just not overwhelming, but just the right number of patients to see.
Botash is also co-medical director of the McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Center, which she says is a unique arrangement full of resources for a fellow to train and work with.
We have a good number of people who do research in brain issues, could work with a fellow perhaps looking at issues of acute head trauma that happened from child abuse. We also have people doing research in orthopedics and fractures.
Botash says there's also essential psychiatric care, not to mention other critical services.
Not every patient needs to be seen by a subspecialist. It's helpful, I think, because we have the connections with the community that maybe a pediatrician may not have with Child Protective Services or the police or Vera House, for example.
As part of the training, she says the fellow will participate in rotations with trauma services and work with sexual assault nurse examiners.
They'll also work in primary care a little bit so that they have a well-rounded, really good understanding of pediatrics, as well as be able to look at a child who's been suspected of abuse and make sure that they've ruled out other possible reasons. I think that's the hardest part of the job, is making sure that you're not missing something medical that it could be.
The McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Center is on track to see more than 900 children this year. That's up from 700 in 2016. Botash says the field is nuanced and interesting.
There's so many community factors that go into what brings the child to you. And then the diagnosis itself often involves a lot of critical thinking and determination of, you know, it's like a puzzle. You have to figure out what happened where and when.
She says they're getting the word out now and hopes to find a match who can start the 3-year fellowship next July. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.